audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Well, today I want to talk about the happiness and talk about the thought conditions. You know, since happiness and effectiveness depend on the kind of thoughts we think, it is absolutely impossible to be happy if we think unhappiness producing thoughts. One of the wisest men who ever lived was Marcus Aurelius, who said a man's life is what his thoughts made of it. And we hear a lot of people preach about this is the day that the Lord has made, rejoice and be glad in it. And talk about have faith in God and knowing no matter where you are, God will never let you do the things you cannot handle. And also, God will never leave you or forsake you. And throughout the Bible, so many God's promises is, I will lead you, guide you, and protect you. Whoever believes in me will have life, an abundant life. And since, you know, sometimes I'm wondering, so many people talk about positive thinking, talk about have trust in God. Why? Why? So many Christians, they live in turmoil, and they are constantly unhappy. Sometimes it's good for us to take time to reflect our thoughts, reflect our life, and to set priority right. What's more important to us? Sometimes we make bad decisions. We think about the resentment, how wrongfully other people do to us, and we forgot about the love. I talk about this a lot, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you know? Sometimes you are just, I was amazed sometimes. It's like, you know, these things, everybody knows they can code, but the fruit of their life make you wondering, do they really know 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the gift of love? And I had the chance, the opportunity, talk to different people during the week, and I also have the gift of praying for people, because this is what I feel the Lord wanted me to do, is cut off unnecessary activities and spend more time to pray for people and rather to solve their daily problems, because, you know, every day something happens, and every day some people make a wrong choice, and when you make a wrong choice, you have wrong ending. And, you know, these are things I talk. I talked to several people, several ladies, they want to have a husband, and but they're looking for husband in wrong place. And they think if they kiss any frog, they will turn to prince. I believe miracles. When you kiss the frog, maybe that frog will turn to prince, but definitely, absolutely not every frogs are prince. Some people go to the bar and found a man, get married, and then the man is drunk, abusive, and this, that, and they pray to God, oh, why, poor me, why, my life is so miserable. And some people, oh, they think about how other people did the wrong to them, how somebody said something 30 years ago hurt their feeling. Well, if you concentrate on unforgiveness, how can you be happy? This is the things that I taught to my kids. I said, you know, life is a choice. You can choose happy or unhappy. If you think about how blessed you are, then you will be happy. You will be thankful for the Lord help you to give your loving family, good friends be there for you. And when you need help, always somebody there to help you. But if you concentrate on how somebody hurt your feeling 30 years ago, and how your neighbor didn't look at your eyes, smile at you when you saw your neighbors, you cannot be happy and unhappy at the same time. Life is a choice. Sometimes things happen that are harder to explain when looking at the surface of events. Heart issues are only known to God. The truth is that unless we ask God for wisdom and understanding and receive that from Him, there are some things in life that we may not know or understand until we get to heaven. Don't give your advice too fast. As a Native American said, when you wear other people's marks of work for 2 miles, then you judge that person. Don't think you know everything. The fact is, you don't know everything. This week I read a book, and it is really sinking my heart and pounding. And all in somebody who hold on what they believe. My husband called me yesterday. He was at Tulsa. My daughter has a tournament. And he said, one of our friends texted me about Williams on Daily Oklahoman. And so we look through all the news, Daily Oklahoman, yesterday's Daily Oklahoman, look through all the articles to find out his name. And, you know, we know several boys offered by different college for play baseball for them. But some of them, they are not. That minor league baseball, they are not on the list. I believe favor. I believe where we are and where my kids are because of the favor of the Lord. Because we pray daily, we try to spend time daily with the Lord to ask the favor of the Lord upon us, no matter what we do, will show the love of God, and to show the favor of God, and show if we're seeking God, God will reward us. If we to be a laborer of God, God will not only bless us, but the generation to come. Through the Bible, see so many people, when they seeking God, when they follow God, their family are blessed. Their children are blessed. I read a book about Sandy Koufax. And at that book, they talk about nobody ever threw a baseball better than Sandy Koufax. He dominated the game, and the ball make it rise, break, sink, and then hit the best after his best season in 1966. He was gone, retired at age 30. That is young. That is very young. Leaving behind a reputation as the game's greatest lefty and the most misunderstood man. The Brooklyn boy whom the Dodgers signed as the great Jewish hope. And he is the guy will forever be known for his refusal to pitch the opening game of the 1965 World Series because it fell on Yom Kippur. And we watched one movie called Chairs of Fire. And in that movie, one guy, he run the race, but he will refuse to run on Sunday. And so he took another person's race instead. And that is not his strongest gift, but because he hold on what he believe, even during the race he fall down, he get up and run, and he won the prize. It is like, wow. Joshua Chapter 1. I want you to see it by your own eyes. I always encourage people to read the Bible by yourself. And when you read, before you read, you ask God to help you to understand the message you read. Because every word of Bible is inspired by God. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. In here, Joshua chapter 1, it said, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. And Joshua 1, verse 9 said, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. For the Lord will be with you no matter where you go. If we hold on that, then we will have confidence to face the things happening in your life. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. Start verse 13. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lays behind and straining forward to what lays ahead. Press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. We gotta keep focus on God. And you know, we hear so many people talk about, oh, what things happened before, oh, this and that. But this message clearly said, you know, leave yesterday's behind. Keep your goal. Keep your eyes on the goal, what the Lord asks you to do. I want to talk about this in a closing. Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. Because I think this, we all need to work on it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Well, let's start 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Lord, I thank you so much for you use scripture to let us know how important to seeking you, how important to understand you love us, you want us to be happy and prosper, have long, happy, satisfied life, to be the example of the goodness of God. And it's the goodness of God bring people to him and help us to repent the sin we have made and the resentment toward others. Help us to love the unloved. Help us to not only forgive ourselves, but also forgive others who does wrong to us. Help us to encourage each other to practice the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Lord, I just thank you for you want us to be the light and the salt and to bring the good news to the people. Help us to know right now, yes, we are not perfect. And sometimes we think only part of the things, what's really going on in the world. Help us to understand the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 11 said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for you give us peace, joy, prosperity, long, happy, satisfied life, and use us as your vessel to reach out and to save, to bring the good news to people, to help them to the kingdom of God, and help the Christian to grow mature and to willing to walk on the water to serve you without afraid we'll make mistakes, because we know we as a human, no matter how hard we try, we will make mistakes. But whoever loves you, whoever wants to serve you, whoever to answer your call, to reach out to others, even though we will make mistakes, but you will award us for our effort to serve you. Help us to encourage each other to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.